It's good to have you back today, and yesterday we spent our time together reflecting on two insights that I had for you from the story that we've been reading in the Old Testament book of 1 Kings chapter 18, in particular verses 20 to 39. 1 Kings 18, verses 20 to 39. If you've not been following along with us, you would be well served to go back and read that passage in the Bible. If you do not own your own Bible, then you can find the Bible online or download a Bible app. My two insights yesterday focused on you listeners who are not Christians, and I invited you to make a decision for God and to seek Him and see what you find. I understand that is an ongoing journey for many of you, and I think the 1 Kings 18 text will prompt you to seek God, to seek and to find truth. There's only one God, and His name is Elohim. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning, God," in Hebrew, Elohim. "This is the God I worship and follow, and this is the God that I want to introduce you to daily on this broadcast. Be assured of my ongoing prayer that every single listener will be a Jesus follower, a Christian, as you listen. Today, I want to direct my teaching more towards the Christian within the sound of my voice, because there are some important insights that God gives us from this passage in 1 Kings 18. Now, if you've tuned in and you say, well, I'm not a Christian, so I guess I'll just change the dial or give up on this podcast, I want to encourage you to stick with us. There's something here for you too. And if nothing else, you will get a perspective on what Christians think and talk about. If you would, look with me at 1 Kings 18, verse 37. If you're driving, no worries, I'll read the text. This is the prayer of Elijah the prophet of the one true God Elohim. He prays it at the end of the evening sacrifice when it is his turn to call on God to bring fire on the ox that has been sacrificed on the wooden altar that he has made especially for God. 1 Kings 18, verse 37 says, "Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again." What a prayer. I believe this is a model prayer for Christians and teaches us exactly how to pray for friends and family who are worshiping false gods in this world. So many of you are deeply saddened by people quite close to you who reject Elohim. These are people you care about, indeed people you love, and you're upset because you watch them pursue gods and make idols out of other people and worship them. And these gods are non-existent. And these other people are completely powerless to help them in their lives. You desire these friends and family worship Elohim together with you. And you have a desire to witness to them for God and to have them right alongside you in church as you exalt and give honor and praise the greatest God of all. Yet they persist in their idolatry. Look at Elijah's prayer with me. It starts, "Answer me, O Lord, answer me." That's an exemplary way to begin a heartfelt prayer to Elohim. What is it that you want God to do? You want Him to answer. You have a need to see those close to you accept that He is God, and so you're going to present the need, and you want Him to meet it. There's a pleading in these opening words. God, please speak. By way of contrast, Baal hasn't spoken because he doesn't exist, so he cannot speak. But you, O Lord, are real. You, O Lord, are here. So answer me. Please speak. This reveals the deep faith that Elijah has in God. He believes that God will answer, not because he can physically see God, because God has revealed himself to Elijah previously. And so Elijah knows by believing without seeing, that is by faith, that God will hear and God will answer. Elijah's previous experience with the living God tells him that God has the ability and pure power necessary to light the ox parts on fire. And you, dear Christian, also believe by faith. That is, even though you cannot physically see the living God, you know He is there. And you know He has the ability and pure power to show Himself, true, before the people you pray for. You believe that nothing is impossible for him, and no measure of doubt or disbelief can keep an associate of yours from believing in the one true God, when Elohim breathes down fire from heaven, as it were. And so the next part of your prayer mirrors the next stage of Elijah's prayer. Look again at the text. That this people may know that you, O Lord, are God. Now that's the request. This is the ask. Your petition to God is the same. Elohim, I want this person, the following people, to know that you are God. In our prayers to God, it is crucial that we be very specific. Our prayers do not need to be long or loaded with fancy words. Simple prayers that get to the point are prayers that God answers. Notice that Elijah does not go on and on and on. He doesn't stand up and give some sort of very pious prayer. No, he gets right down to his need, and it's an immediate need. If you will remember, the 450 prophets of Baal and all the people are staring at him and looking at the altar that he built. Elijah is not in a prayer closet. He has an emergency prayer that he's making. And what does Elijah want? He wants the people on the mountain to know the one God. The Lord is God. God is one. Any quote-unquote God other than Elohim is no God at all. So Elijah asks for God to prove himself. And we can too. As a pastor, people in my church, and often this is parents worried about their adult children, will come to me and say, I'm so concerned and worried about name of person. He or she does not believe in the Lord. And I always find a way to ask, so have you prayed for the name of this person to turn from their idols and acknowledge that only God is God and to worship him? And it shocks me how often the honest answer is that they have not really asked God for this. They have not prayed much about it. Let me tell you something, my friends. You need to pray exactly what Elijah prayed, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God. Often that's all you can do because the person you're praying for may live far away, or they may have broken off relationship with you, or they found you to be too fanatical for God, and they won't discuss any matters related to God with you. I know people like this. Even if you do visit with this person, they insist that you keep the conversation to the weather, family, politics, the Patriots and Celtics, where you're going to spend Thanksgiving next week, etc. You're eager to get in your two cents about God, but they don't want to hear it. They resist. So what are you left with? Prayer. But I think if we model our lives on Elijah, we will pray before, during, and after we meet with such people who bow to their idols, whatever they are, as opposed to bowing to the Lord God. And then Elijah concludes this prayer. You've turned their hearts back again. I do not know about you, but when I read this, my response is yes. Please, God. This is what every Christian wants, right? We have an insatiable appetite for Elohim. And we know how majestic and mighty is our God. We passionately want everyone in our lives to turn their hearts to him. For friends of mine listening to me now, I want this for you more than anything. For family of mine listening, I want this for you more than anything, and I pray this for you. Only Elohim is God. There has never been another God. There is not another God, and there will never be another God. Only the God of the Bible is God. Let me pray. Lord God, we end this broadcast today by praying for all of our listeners who do not believe in you and who therefore worship false gods and idols. You've said in Exodus that you shall have no other gods before me, no other gods and no idols. And yet we acknowledge that billions of people are doing exactly this. And this pains us deeply. And we know that it grieves you. Oh Lord, how could this world that we live in have gone so far wrong? Why do we insist that there are all these other gods? And why do we make idols of ourselves and idols of other people and of things, including all these religious symbols? Forgive us, Elohim, and make those of us who do believe in you and who worship you in all your glory a people of prayer. Call us today, Lord Jesus, into your presence in prayer. And help us to commit daily the people that we love in our lives to you. Help us to pray for them. We pray today for all people in our lives who worship these false gods. We pray for the idolaters of New England. We pray for those who are listening right now who have thus far rejected you. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again. Amen. Well, thank you for being with me today. I want to encourage you to write to me and tell me what's going on with you. How are you responding to what I've been sharing? The email address is Mark, M-A-R-K, at markaswallow.com. M-A-R-K at markaswallow.com. And then join me tomorrow for God Is.